Hey, what's up, everybody? We got a pretty exciting episode today. Now, if you notice, each week I sign off on the podcast by reminding you to not forget to breathe. That's what I say. Don't forget to breathe. Well, if you stick around, I'll tell you more. Let's get it in.
To the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
Okay, now, we take over 24,000 breaths each day. Unfortunately, I'm learning that most of us don't take these breaths optimally. Okay, let's just kind of walk through it. You're about to step into the box on the road in the last inning of a tight ball game. Your team's down, let's say by a run, and you've got a couple of runners on base in scoring position. A hit and your team takes the lead, all you need is contact down, baby. You probably score a run, and the ball game will be tied since the infield would be playing back. You know you can execute in this situation. But I've been there, you've been there. Today, you haven't been seeing the ball well, and your mind and your body just aren't in sync. You feel off. But nevertheless, you step into the box. All of a sudden, you feel your heart rate spike and your muscles sort of tighten up. Additionally, you can hear everyone in the ballpark and your stomach starts to feel queasy. Your legs start to feel uneasy. Look, it doesn't matter if you're a big leaguer, softball player, if you're in college or in high school, it's happened to us all. You're experiencing the fight or flight response. Human evolution has blessed us with this inner sort of protective mechanism. It's meant to protect us from random saber-toothed tigers that would just kind of run up on us and rip us to shreds back in the day. What happens is our blood pressure increases, our rate of breathing changes, our muscles' blood flow changes, our metabolism and heart rate all change. And it's just your body's physical response to a perceived psychological threat. But what's logically happening, since we don't have to worry about saber-toothed tigers running up us on us and stuff, our breathing patterns, that's what's happening. Our breathing patterns are just disrupted. Actually, a lot of us end up holding our breaths. And when you hold your breath, it's not just about that feeling of being suffocated or cut off from oxygen. Your brain also goes into this survival mode, and it tries to keep all its precious organs safe by creating pressure in order for them not to get crushed or damaged. It's trying to protect you from that dangerous saber-toothed tiger. Anyway, you step on into the box or onto the field, and you start to feel the pressure of the high leverage situation. It's my advice that you have a routine in place that you use that's going to help you trigger some deep breathing. You do what I call a quick check-in. If you're able to do this check-in, you'll be able to reset, check back into the moment or the process, as I call it. Check back into your process. Hence why I say, don't forget to breathe. What I do with all my guys, you know, it doesn't matter if they try to be macho or whatever. I sit them down at one point in the season and I give them simple exercises that they can incorporate into their everyday routine. Okay. And if they don't want to do them, you know what? There's certain practices at the beginning or at the end or in the middle that we all do them. Yeah. We stop everything and everyone does their breathing bridge or their supine twist breathing exercise. Yeah. I got everyone a yoga block because we use that as a tool during the breathing exercise, and everyone's got to do it. Look, I mean, it's simple. Correct breathing is it's the key to countless issues, but it also makes sure that your muscles are less tense, that you're more mobile. And you know what? It can't help to improve your mental clarity, which is going to help you achieve peak performance. When you take it serious and you really look into it, breathing is a superpower. Now, I'm not saying that it's always going to be the answer, but I will say this, it is always a great place to start. When things are hot and heavy and you're in that moment, that high leverage situation, in the moment, you got to breathe into it. All right. Don't forget to breathe. Anyway, that's all the time I have. I hope you guys can get something out of this. And I will see you the next time. Peace. Practice make perfect. Practice make perfect.